says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Hey, this is your Hillbilly up in North Dakota. You know where that name Hillbilly originated? Way back in the from Scotland. William of Orange was a champion of the Scots, and William, Bill, and the Scots were called Billy's Boys. And so this goes way back to William of Orange and unfortunate fighting that we white folks were engaged in amongst ourselves there in England, Ireland, and Scotland. Anyway, Billy's Boys were the Scots. Well, who settled in the hills of Appalachia? Who do you find to this day in the hills of Tennessee and West Virginia and southern Pennsylvania and western Virginia and North Carolina, all the way down to Georgia, and even down all the way into the northern Louisiana? Who settled in those hills of Appalachia? Well, Billy's Boys, the Hill Billies. That's exactly where that name arose, the Hillbillies. And the word redneck also, this is your redneck up here in North Dakota, and your hillbilly, and I am of Scottish descent, including from my grandfather, Robert the Bruce, on several lines. Both my mom's and dad's sides. The word redneck, where did that originate? Well, Billy's Boys, one of their badges was a red scarf, which they wore around their neck. And so there in lies the name redneck. So here we are, us hillbilly. I had a good friend in New York City, he called me Hillbilly. Well, here we go. We're starting the Trump phenomenon here on September 26th, 2019. Appalachia does not extend into North Dakota. Just the hillbillies do. This is a live show, in case you hadn't noticed. You can call it at 800-313-9443. How about them apples? And another, well, another great day in the history of the Trump era. It's just, I pinch myself. It's great to be alive, to witness the greatness of Donald Trump and the greatness of the movement that's arising around him. Some really extraordinary people are bringing up their, are rising to new heights of excellence. I mentioned Joe DiGenova last night. Boy, is he proving himself to be a worthy knight in this battle. Mix up my metaphors and my eras. And actually, he's a son of Italy, DiGenova, who took out another son of Italy, Andrew Napolitano, last night. That was just beautiful to behold. And, you know, just to add a little, I thought about it more after the show. Shepard Smith, this most execrable creature on Fox, detested by Donald Trump and all patriots. Shepard Smith, who squats across the middle of the day at Fox, he burned Andrew Napolitano. I'm telling you what happened. Andrew Napolitano got a cell phone call from Shepard Smith, and Shepard Smith said, "You're going to be on my show, and you're going to say, yeah, that's right, I'm Shepard Smith, and I'm telling you what you're going to say, Judge, because, well, Shepard Smith is on top, and I guess that Napolitano got to be a bottom." I heard some of you giggling out there. Anyway, Shepard Smith was on top. And he told Napolitano, it was clear who was calling the shots, that he was going to say, when asked, this was so rehearsed, it was so phony, he brought Napolitano on, then he read a scripted question, is the president, if the president said this and that, that was in the phone conversation with president of Ukraine, is that a crime? And Napolitano, like a good little boy, right there on the bottom, said yes. Might as well have said yes, sir, to the guy on top, Shepard Smith. And wow, you know, they burned Napolitano. So all of us that were there to see it and behold it, Napolitano will never have any credibility again among any patriots. He's done. He's toast. You can put a fork in it. Napolitano is over. Not a good guy to invite on for Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or any of the other true patriots. Now, I'll give you another thing I saw today in this wondrous world of the Trump phenomenon. I have been rather harsh on Trey Gowdy in past shows because of Gowdy's endorsement of Robert Mueller, his character endorsement. Robert Mueller is a man, a great man. He's a good man. He has absolute integrity. I thought, you know what? This makes Trey Gowdy look like, you know, he's play-acting the way Napolitano does. But he did something today to redeem himself significantly in my eyes. Trey Gowdy was asked by this real airhead, Martha McCallum. He was asked something. She put up on the screen some quote from John Brennan, and who is the former CIA director appointed by Barack Obama. Remember, John Brennan is the guy who in his first presidential vote in 1976 voted for Gus Hall, the Communist Party candidate for president. Yes, and he rose to be director of the CIA. Makes sense when you realize that the CIA and the FBI are, they're working for the other side. They're working for the enemy. They are the deep state. But the Trey Gowdy was asked by Martha McCallum. She put up a John Brennan quote, and here's what Trey Gowdy said. And hallelujah to Trey Gowdy for saying this. He said, "I don't give a damn what John Brennan thinks." And McCallum just about threw up her lunch. She didn't. She started looking down at her screen and, you know, like, what do I do? And then Gowdy doubled down on that. He said, here, let me look. I wrote it down. Let me look at my quote here. He said, "I don't care what anyone I don't respect thinks." Wow. Well done, Trey Gowdy. Well done. I mean, you're making me forget about your endorsement for Robert Mueller. Maybe I heard you wrong on that earlier one, because I heard you right tonight. That took guts to say, I don't give a damn what John Brennan thinks. So I don't see how Trey Gowdy can have any connection to the deep state with a statement like that, because John Brennan is one of the real powers in the deep state. Let's see. Oh, and let me go back to something I forgot to. Oh, this is beautiful. Something I forgot to mention in an earlier show 2-3 days ago. I was praising Joe DiGenova, and I said that the interview he gave on Fox was just something just spectacular. These moments, these are treasured moments. It's like remembering a beautiful moments in the, you know, your child, you know, first words and things like this. That, you know, it's just a memory. It's just a wonderful gem of a memory. And these moments on Fox where Joe DiGenova, he said something just unbelievable, just wonderful. Remember, I praised Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton for referring to the thousands of other Comeys in the FBI. That was just wonderful. Well, here's what Joe DiGenova said. Yesterday, he said, the FBI is in the tank. Whoa, not Comey, not McCabe, not Strzok, not Clapper, not Brennan. He said the FBI is in the tank. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And he was asking questions that sounded like things that I've been asking. Remember, I said, where's the FBI investigation of 9/11? Never happened. Robert Mueller was the director. There's never been an investigation into what really happened on 9/11. But then, in a like manner, DiGenova was saying, where's the FBI investigation of Hunter Biden? Isn't the FBI interested if the son of a vice president leaves China with $1 billion in his back pocket, and then they wire him another $500 million to follow up on that? Isn't the FBI interested in that? Does anything smell there? So DeGeneva is saying, where is the FBI? They're not investigating any of this stuff. They're not interested in this stuff. They're in the tank, meaning totally corrupt. Thank you, Joe DeGeneva. Thank you, Tom Fitton. So these are wonderful moments that are appearing on. Let me look here. I took some more notes today as I was watching for preparing for tonight's show. Both Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity last night, and Tucker Carlson today, were very had very sobering thoughts. Tucker Carlson tonight was saying, "This is looking incredibly bad. What's happening? The nonstop assault on our Patriot president, nonstop, around the clock." He was interviewing Newt Gingrich, and Newt Gingrich said, "Well, here's what I see." The Democrats wake up every morning holding their head in their hands and they go, I hate Trump. I hate Trump. I know he did something wrong. I'm not sure what it is. He did something wrong. I know it. He said that's how they wake up every day. And Carlson was saying, this isn't stopping. The deep state is not letting up. And he worried, he said, where will we be in 20 years? And then he said, or will we even be here in 20 years? Sean Hannity yesterday echoed that thought. And he said, I am really worried about the future of this country. As he sees, as he was watching this latest Ukrainian total fraud, total witch hunt, totally bizarre, made up, make believe, non-scandal, blown into impeachment, within a matter of, 36 hours, 48 hours, from start to impeachment, from first breaking story to Nancy Pelosi in front of the microphones, we're going to impeach. And Newt Gingrich was marveling, as were all these other great patriots. Nancy Pelosi, standing at the microphone, had not seen the text of the phone conversation upon which she was basing her impeachment decision. She had not interviewed the so-called whistleblower, and I like, you have to use that word so-called, because this is not a whistleblower. There was a great person interviewed today on Fox who pointed out, who was a true whistleblower, who pointed out why this guy is not a whistleblower. And she hadn't interviewed that person, hadn't seen the text of the conversation upon all of which she was basing impeachment. And in a beautiful, beautiful move, this genius Donald Trump releases everything. He releases the text of the conversation. He releases the complaint of the fake whistleblower. He wrong-foots the Democrats by putting it all out there. They've got nothing. They have nothing. As little, and I love what Donald Trump, I'll read his tweets in a moment. He refers to little Adam Schiff. He now puts it a kind of a nice vernacular, little, L-I-D-D-L, little Adam Schiff, the pencil neck. What a dweeb. What a traitor Adam Schiff is. And I love also, there's a tweet. I'm not sure whether it's a tweet or a quote. I saw it today. The president is saying, there once was a day when we handled, he said, I'd like to know who the leaker, the actual person who had access to any of this information, because the whistleblower didn't, who the leaker is, who leaked to the whistleblower, the fake whistleblower. He said, we used to deal with traitors and spies like that a little more sternly. And what he's referring to, of course, is we used to execute them for treason. Yes, put them in Sparky, the electric chair, and throw the switch. That was the treatment deserved by spies and traitors. And that's exactly what was occurring here. As the president of the United States, his conversations, there is now a pattern. The president had a phone call with the head of Australia, prime minister, I guess it was. That was leaked. Had a talk with the president of Mexico. That was leaked. Had a talk with the president of Ukraine. That was leaked. And we now learn that the leaker, the fake whistleblower, in this case, is a CIA operative. Thank you, John Brennan. In the tank. FBI, in the tank. CIA, in the tank. So, I'll tell you, it's, as we learn, and this is why Hannity and Carlson were somber when contemplating this. We're finding out, as Donald Trump stated in his first week in the office, he says the swamp is a lot deeper than we knew. Well, we're now finding out, 2.5 years into it and more, it's deeper than that. It's a lot deeper than that. And so that's sobering. That's daunting to realize it's not a few people at the top. It's the whole damn thing. The New York Times. It's the whole, Donald Trump said people involved with this or that story should resign. Well, that... It's the whole damn staff. More after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald Big John Trump, that is. And, hey, you know what? Big Bad John has, you know, so we talk about the 63 million followers he has on Twitter. It's now 64.9, so we'll let you know when it hits 65. That number continues to go up pretty steeply. And we played a video that the president posted last night on his Twitter account. And that video was getting like thousands of views a minute, outperforming any of the mainstream fake news media in its viewership. It now has 2.1 million views on that video that the president posted this time last night. And so, and who knows? I mean, that's assuming that the dweebs, the twits at Twitter are, you know, not algorithming conservative posts and Twitter accounts, you know, into the ground. Who knows how many views may actually have occurred? And so here's a nice one that the president just posted. It's Lou, of course, one of the good guys. We're now finding out, we're separating the men from the boys. Lou Dobbs is one of the men. Carlson, Hannity, Ingram is one of the men. she'll understand. She knows what I mean. She's one of the real women. I guess we're separating the women from the girls. And Jeanine Pirro, oh, magnificent tonight on Tucker Carlson. Magnificent. And the, where's her book? I've got it downstairs. Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. Anyway, the Mark Gates of Florida, here he is. The president posts him. Listen to him. He posted this today.
High reflex before the evidence comes out, before it can be tested. And you know what? The reporting today is starting to show that this third and fourth hand accounting that we see in the whistleblower report, a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of things that are false. We can't wait to get in there and show what's really going on.
Nice.
What we're seeing.
Mark Gates. And this is all on Lou Dobbs.
Is, in my opinion, this coup attempt that started with the Russian investigation. It's continuing on now. And there is nothing truthful about what Adam Schiff said today.
That's Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona. And it's wonderful, you know, to have these heroes in there slogging away through the swamp. It's wonderful. This job that the president has undertaken, this is, remember, there were the labors of Hercules. One of them was he had to clean the Augean stable, you know, of unbelievable filth and horse shit. That's what Donald Trump, he has volunteered to be helicoptered in atop the Augean stable. And he's having to clean it like Hercules. And he's doing a damn good job. And he's getting some help from a few people. So here's another fellow that's turning out to be pretty darn good here. He's getting better on the job. Mike Pence. Listen to Mike Pence.
I think the American people look at this.
This is on Lou Dobbs. And he's standing in the portico of the White House. So Donald Trump is framing this correctly. He is doing interviews with people like Sebastian Gorka and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Lou Dobbs. He is doing interviews with them in the setting of the White House or the United Nations. And he's framing, showcasing. Trump is an incredible showman. He is spotlighting the heroes. So here's Mike Pence in the portico of the White House. What a magnificent setting. Lou Dobbs standing there with Mike Pence. And here's what Mike Pence has to say.
I think the American people look at this in the context, not just of this week or this month, but really the last 2.5 years. I mean, 63 million Americans voted for President Donald Trump and to put this administration in the White House. And from the day after the election, the Democrats have been trying to overturn the results of that election. 2.5 years of reckless accusations of obstruction, collusion with the Russians, all of that panned out to be nothing. No collusion, no obstruction. Last week, Democrats were actually making baseless allegations against a Supreme Court justice calling for his impeachment. And now this week, before she had any of the facts, even though she knew that the transcript was going to be released today, Speaker Nancy Pelosi initiates an impeachment inquiry into this presidency. And I think the American people have had enough. But at the end of the day, Lou, I think it's because they know they can't run against this president's record. They can't run against a record of accomplishment that you talk about every night on this broadcast.
Now, notice there's an important point there. Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States, is saying to Lou Dobbs that you talk about every night on this broadcast, which is Lou Dobbs tonight. We'll talk about the significance of that fact that Donald Trump, and in this case, Mike Pence, they're watching the Patriots and they're building up the Patriot Network. Stay tuned.
Made hell, walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started.
Hey, folks, we're back. And I got a beauty for you. You know, we noticed here on this show the war that broke out between Shepard Smith and Tucker Carlson. Shepard Smith interviewing the now exposed anti-Trumper Andrew Napolitano, burned by the same Shepard Smith, and Tucker Carlson hosting the great patriot Joe DiGenova. Well, I'm reading now. I just found a link during the break here at Vanity Fair. And Vanity Fair, which is, I assume, like all these other media, is in the tank left wingers. But they've got a good scoop. They've got some real interesting gossip. It's not gossip. It's more than gossip. Listen to this. Oh, you're kidding. You're kidding. Wait, let me see. Okay. All right. Geez, it's not one of these sites where you have to subscribe. All right. So anyway, here I am at Vanity Fair. And now here's, they say, in public, Donald Trump's allies are putting on a brave face. Oh, I better put on my brave face. Repeating talking points, mostly staying on message, but in private. Now here's Vanity Fair's, you know, the left-wing rag. But in private, there are few who believe that the allegations leveled by an intelligence agency whistleblower that Trump abused American foreign policy to leverage Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden won't result in considerable damage, if not the complete unraveling of his presidency. I don't see how they don't impeach, a former West Wing official told me today. This could unwind very fast, and I mean in days, a prominent Republican said. Notice they never use names. Well, I mean, sometimes they do, but it's all bullshit. You know, a source, a person, someone told me. But watch how this article, this guy inadvertently, whoever wrote this, let me see who wrote this, Gabriel Sherman. He actually looks like a pencil neck, like little Adam Schiff. Anyway, listen to the stuff he lets out. This is good. He says the Trump derangement syndrome is causing these people to blabber too much. He says, but even before the whistleblower's revelations, Fox was having something of a Trump identity crisis, and that bulwark, Fox, has been wavering. In recent weeks, Trump has bashed Fox News on Twitter. We all followed that, taking particular issue lately with its polling, which, like other reputable polls, has shown the president under significant water. Now, listen to this. According to four sources, that makes it even more powerful, right? Four sources. You know what's four times unnamed? It's the same as four times zero. What's four times zero? It's zero. According to four sources, Fox Corporation CEO Lachlan Murdoch, but I actually believe the guy here. I don't think he's lying about Lachlan Murdoch, who is his buddy. Lachlan Murdoch is already thinking about how to position the network for a post-Trump future. Well, this is Kelso speaking. Now, I'll tell you how to position it. Squat down on the toilet there, Lachlan, because that's where you're going in a post-Trump future. There is no post-Trump future for Fox. A person close to Lachlan told me that Fox News, blah, 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 then go, inside Fox News, tensions over Trump are becoming harder to contain as a long-running Cold War between the network's news and opinion sides turns hot. Well, we noticed that. We were onto something, weren't we? Fox is often, blah, blah, blah. It's management bedlam, a Fox staffer told me. This massive thing happened, and no one knows how to cover it. This schism was evident this week as a feud erupted between afternoon anchor Shepard Smith and primetime host Tucker Carlson. It started Tuesday when Fox legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano told Smith on air that Trump committed a crime by pressuring Ukraine's president to get dirt on Biden. That night, Carlson brought on former Trump lawyer Joe DiGenova, who called Napolitano a fool. He called him that, and worse, a fool, for claiming Trump broke the law. Yesterday, Smith lashed back, calling Carlson repugnant for not defending Napolitano on air. Now get this, I love this. This is in parentheses. This Vanity Fair writer gives us a little gem here. Trump himself is said to turn off Fox at 3 p.m. every day when Shep Smith airs. I love that. That's a nice, I think that's right. Seeking to quell the internecine strife before it carried into a third day, that would be today, Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott and President Jay Wallace communicated to Smith, Shepard Smith, this morning to stop attacking Carlson. They said if he does it again, he's off the air, the source said. Wow. Wow. Huh? The ultimate referee of this fight will be Lachlan Murdoch. In recent months, Rupert's oldest son has been holding strategy conversations with Fox executives and anchors about how Fox News should prepare for life after Trump. Here's another tidbit, folks. This is hot stuff coming from Vanity Fair. Among the powerful voices advising Lachlan that Fox should decisively break with the president is former House Speaker Paul Ryan. Boy, isn't that amazing? This rhino, this rat, Paul Ryan, who joined the Fox board in March. Quote, Paul, so that Ryan, is embarrassed about Trump. And now he has the power to do something about it, an executive who's spoken with Ryan told me. Ryan did not return a call seeking comment. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Whoa. So this is what's going to go on, folks. You know, looking forward in your life and mine, if Lachlan Murdoch takes Fox down the toilet, the left-wing toilet, we will be forming a new network. Donald Trump will be the spark plug. And people with some money will be forming a new network, a big one. And it will go toe-to-toe with all these. Fox News will simply join CNN and MSNBC, and they can run Shepard Smith all day. And Donald Trump won't be watching him, and neither will any other patriots. So this is a very interesting story here. Left-winger Lachlan Murdoch runs the network. He's making his money off of right-wingers. And he wants to destroy Trump. Now he wants to figure out, what am I going to do with my network after I destroy Trump? With my buddy, Paul Ryan. Wow. Let's take a call here. James in Charlotte, you're on the air. Come in, James.
James, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing?
Thank you for calling, sir.
Let me just kind of switch over for a minute on another subject, which is just kind of bubbling underneath the surface, but I think is going to really erupt over the next few days. John Solomon was on Sean Hannity today, and he was talking about information that is soon going to be released out of the Ukraine. The prosecutor general who was fired, Victor, you'll have to pardon me about these names, Victor Shokin,
yes,
was his successor. Yuri Lutsenko is going to be releasing information about Hunter Biden's long-term attempts at blackmailing Shokin, which goes back quite a ways, to try to get him fired. And this was how this all started.
This is beautiful. James, this is wonderful. And this is covered on Hannity?
Yeah.
This is John beautiful Solomon. Stuff. Yeah, and John Solomon, folks, that's another one of the heroes. John Solomon, there's a hall of heroes that have appeared on Fox, and I'm telling you, this is the way it's going to turn out. If they are not allowed to continue in their prime time presence on Fox, this hall of heroes that we mentioned over and over again, John Solomon is one of them, Joe DiGenova, both the hosts and the guests that they have, it's a network of heroes. They will be the core of a replacement network. And this is what Donald Trump talked about in his Twitter. He said, Fox is no longer working for us. Trump was said, so we patriots have to start looking for a replacement. And it may be that something that exists now will be built up, will be boosted in size by a huge infusion of money and support and viewers and listeners like you people, everybody hearing my voice. You will be part. You will be the heart of this new network, or it will start, de novo. It will start from scratch, and people who will be funding or starting giving the seed money for this will be people like we remember Robert Mercer and his daughter Rebecca, I believe, were their names, Mercers. They were able to invest hundreds of millions of dollars. People of this caliber. And there may be people who can handle billions of dollars. Donald Trump himself, in 5+ years, when Donald Trump finishes his presidency, he may go on to greatness equal or surpassing his presidential greatness. He may, with his own billions of dollars, he may be the founder of this network. But that's what's coming next. If Fox goes in the tank with his chief, Lachlan Murdoch, who's already in the tank philosophically, morally, then that's where we're going. And, of course, our little bit here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, you know, we'll be part of that. We already are. We're part of that movement that Donald Trump has created, part of that network of patriots. But now go ahead, James. That's exciting news that you're relaying to us. Give us some more.
Well, let me just add one little bit to it, and then I'll let you go, because I think he's keeping some of this very close to the vest, John Solomon. He's probably under confidence to not release everything he knows, but I think you'd have to be almost certain that Trump's conversation with Zelensky had to have covered this, and that Trump has all of this information, and he's just probably deciding how he's going to get it released through what person
through the Congress, or yeah, tonight on Tucker Carlson, Newt Gingrich was agreeing with you. In his opinion, he said Hunter Biden, Tucker, or Joe Biden is absolutely done. He's finished. This Ukrainian Hunter Biden connection and this Ukrainian witch hunt finishes off Joe Biden. And so what it means is it elevates Elizabeth Warren into the top slot. So probably a week from now, 2 weeks from now, Joe Biden's numbers will be plummeting. Elizabeth Warren will be the standard bearer. And so this becomes very interesting to see what the demon rats have done. Somehow they have realized Joe Biden is not up to it. And they're trying to throw him overboard. And Tucker Carlson's even speculating that that's exactly the result here of this latest fake witch hunt. The victim of it's going to be Joe Biden, because everything is casting a laser beam spotlight, as you say, on Hunter Biden, John Solomon coming out with stuff on Hunter Biden, and it is totally corrupt, which makes Joe Biden too easy to defeat for Donald Trump. So they're going to go with Elizabeth Warren. And we'll get out our war whoops and so on for Pocahontas, because she is also very easily defeated by Donald Trump. But the deep state will not let up on Donald Trump. When they finish with this Ukraine thing, they'll come up with another one and another one and another one, and it'll be coming out of the FBI and out of the CIA, out of the deep state, out of the swamp, out of the New York Times, the Washington Post. And Donald Trump has now taken to calling it the Amazon Post, not the Washington Post. Beautiful. In a reference to the owner of the Washington Post, the chief owner, which is Jeff Bezos. So this is a Herculean, bring back the Hercules metaphor, this is a Herculean battle here of the titans in this battle are people like John Solomon and Donald Trump. On the other side, it's a bunch of, Jonathan Swift call them? Lilliputians. The John Brennans, the James Clappers. Trey Gowdy says, I don't give a damn what John Brennan thinks. These are Lilliputians. These are moral midgets. Go ahead, James.
Well, let me just add one little thing, and then I'll leave it to you. There's obviously, I agree entirely with you. There's no way that Joe Biden is going to be able to stay a viable candidate when it's known that his son is one of the biggest international crooks ever. And if Elizabeth Warren becomes the candidate, if she is actually nominated as the candidate, I'd look forward to about a 48 or 49 state sweep by Trump.
Oh, that's beautiful to hear you say that, James. Buck up the morale of our troops, James. I love it. I think Donald Trump can do very well against Elizabeth Warren, who is, actually, isn't it odd? It's funny. She's his age, I think Donald Trump is 73 and she is 70 years old. So it'll be the old white guy against the old white girl. So much for the youth movement among the demon rats, and so much for the gotta have people of color movement among the demon rats. They end up with a white old lady. And of course, we're quite happy with our white old man. Ah, my goodness. James, any other thoughts before you go? Oh, okay. James is gone. Let's go to Murr in Wisconsin. Murr? Oh, wait a minute. Let me see how we're doing under time. We got one more segment. Murr, you're up next. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Segment. I'm going to go to you, Murr, in just a moment. Always eager to hear your thoughts. But let me just offer a choice little moment today. Of course, the acting DNI, Director of National Intelligence, Admiral, I think he's an admiral. Yeah, he was a Navy SEAL. Yeah, he got to be an admiral. Not many generals in the Navy. Joseph McGuire, you know, great guy, great service, you know, but he did okay today. The little Adam Schiff hearing was just a complete joke. It was a Saturday Night Live skit. And you know, McGuire just, he's not been in this kind of an atmosphere. So he was kind of trying to learn on the fly here. And he could have just decked all of these people and he really didn't, but that's okay. It wasn't his job. And, but anyway, there was a nice moment here. One of the demon rats on little Adam Schiff's Democrat majority in the House Investigations Committee is Representative Eric Swalwell of California. What a rat Eric Swalwell is. But this, I wanted you to hear this. This is great. Joseph McGuire, he was, you know, he was like taking a drubbing from, you know, they were ganging up on him. And he started referring, he referred to Eric Swalwell as Congresswoman. Listen, it's just a nice moment. So you'll hear Eric Swalwell's voice. Then you'll hear Joseph McGuire, Admiral, Donald Trump's acting director of national intelligence, referred to Congresswoman Eric Swalwell.
Information system, is that right?
Congresswoman, excuse me, sir, I apologize. Congressman,
is that what was alleged in the whistleblower information system? Is that right?
Congresswoman, excuse me, sir, I apologize.
Is that what was alleged in the whistleblower information system? Is that right?
There you go. Anyway, you know, just a funny moment there. You know, I've had a little fun here tonight with what's-his-face, Shepard Smith, as to who's on top and who's on bottom in his relationship with Andrew Napolitano. Sorry. And, well, anyway, the let's go to Murr. Murr, I hate to give you, I hate to introduce you with such a scandalous conversation by me. Go ahead, Murr.
No problem. Little Adam Schiff is not only swings both ways, but he's into the child trafficking in his district. So we'll find that all out too, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
But in
I don't know.
In your chat room, chat room, the TrumpPhenomenon.Tango.com and other places, the picture of Pocahontas is a Photoshop. There's a second shadow on the stage. You'll notice all the banners on all the TV shows covering up the bottom.
Yeah.
She was dropped in there. There were two people standing on that stage. They took them out and only put her in, and there's a second shadow.
Oh, my gosh, I got to see that. Murr, thank you so much. A little gem for Murr to close out the show. Thank you, Murr.
1600 daily. Whitehouse.gov, 1600 daily. Get your news.
All right, and come back tomorrow night. We'll put you on for a longer set, bit tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you all tomorrow.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.